Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, and today we are celebrating the feast of the presentation of the Lord. And before I share something about the presentation of the Lord, so we all pray the Holy Rosary, am I right? So we have the joyful mysteries. So in the joyful mystery, which mystery speaks about the presentation of the Lord? Fourth one or the fifth one? Which mystery is speaking about? The fourth joyful mystery is speaking about the presentation of the Lord in the temple. So this particular feast, if you want to know more details and the history, I would really ask you to read the book of Numbers 3, 47 through 48. And please read the book of Numbers chapter 18. So you will come to know more details about why we celebrate the feast of the presentation of the Lord. So actually, since Mother Mary and Joseph coming from the Jewish family, so it is their custom and the tradition to do this presentation in the Jerusalem temple. And the mother have to go for a purification or cleansing in the Jerusalem temple. That's what after 40 days, so Mother Mary and Joseph are taking Jesus Christ to the Jerusalem temple to do all their customary laws and the regulations to be fulfilled. So that is the reason today, since we follow Jesus Christ, Jesus himself is presented in the Jerusalem temple. So we are also called to present ourselves to God. So this feast also is called the presentation of the Lord, the feast of purification, and it's also called the candle mass. So you may ask me why it is called candle mass. So in the same gospel reading what we heard, Simeon said after receiving the Jesus Christ into the hands, Simeon said he came to reveal the light to the Gentiles. So that is the reason, so the church is asking we need to process with the candles because Jesus came to bring the light to everyone. That is the reason it is called the candle mass. So this evening I want to share with you five things. So please listen to me carefully. The first one, so the presentation of the Lord, presenting. As Jesus himself was presented by his mother Mary and Joseph in the Jerusalem temple, so also we are asked to do the present ourselves to God. And Jesus said, when we read the Gospel of Matthew 16:24, we come across, if anyone to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. So which means we have to completely deny in presenting to Jesus Christ. When we read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1:38, Mother Mary herself presented to God by saying, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. See? So this is what we are called to, present ourselves to God. And St. Paul says, if we live for Christ, and if we die for Christ. So think about, so do we really present ourselves every day? Completely, with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, do we give up ourselves to God? Or am I living a selfish life? It's me, myself, and I. But rather, as St. Paul said, if I live for Christ, and if I die for Christ. This is called the total presentation to God. You are saying, I am created by God and I belong to God. And when Jesus said, I am the good shepherd and you are mine. We belong to him. But if you think, selfishly, it's me, myself and I don't think we are really loving God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. as Mother Mary denied herself and said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord." So this should be our attitude, dear brothers and sisters. You know, so Jesus himself presented himself even to die. He never hesitated, but he said, "I'm going to die for my people." And he brought the forgiveness and the eternal salvation to everyone. And the second thing I want to share, so when we read the gospel reading, there is a encounter. So I will tell you in four ways how the encounter has taken place. The first one, there is an encounter between God and the human beings. So here Jesus is a God, and he came to meet and have encounter with his own human beings. And there is an encounter between the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you ask me how it is, the people Simeon and Anna belong to the Old Testament, and Jesus Christ belong to the New Testament. So there is an encounter between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And again, there is an encounter between young people and the old people. Who are the old people? Simeon and Anna, they're the old people. But who are the young people? Mother Mary and Joseph, they're young. And there is an encounter between these two people, dear brothers and sisters. So how do we encounter with God? Do we encounter with God? Is there any way that we can encounter with God? Can we meet Christ? Well, there are ways, there are means that we can encounter with God. Through the Eucharist, we can meet the Lord. If you really receive the most holy body and blood of Christ with more reverently, with more worthiness, with prayerfully, if you receive, you are going to have the encounter with God through the sacrament of the Eucharist. Now, and how can we have the encounter with God? Through the sacrament of confession. You know, whenever we have the sin, rather than remaining in the sin, and through the sacrament of confession, we can again meet with Christ who forgives and gives the grace through the sacrament of confession. Dear brothers and sisters, this is what the church is asking. We need to have the encounter with God every day. And the Bible says, without God, we can do nothing. If you want to be happy, if you want to be joyful, we need to encounter with God every day. I will give you one example. When we read the Gospel of Luke 19, 1 through 10, there is a short guy, Zacchaeus, and remember how he had encounter with Jesus Christ. And finally, what Jesus say? Today, the salvation has come to this house. Because Zacchaeus, the short guy, said, "I'm a sinner. Forgive my sins." He reconciled with God. He had an encounter with God. And through which Jesus blessed him, "Today, the salvation has come to your house." If you want to have the same blessing from God, we need to be encountered every day through the sacrament of the Eucharist, through the sacrament of the confession. We need to be encountered with God. Dear brothers and sisters, it's a great privilege, great blessing that God has given us, these two greatest sacraments, Eucharist and the confession. And the third one I want to share, the purification. You know, as I said, if you want to have more knowledge about it, please read the book of Numbers 18, chapter 18. So Mother Mary went to the Jerusalem temple to be purified, to be cleansed. Because after the birth of the first male son, she has to be cleansed. That is the reason she went to the Jerusalem temple, to be purified and to be cleansed. And today you and me, we need to be purified from our sinful nature. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. If you are holding any sin today, it is better to be reconciled with God, to go for the confession and confess it, make sure that we are cleansed and we become holy people, rather than waiting for tomorrow. So dear brothers and sisters, I don't want to talk too much, but rather let's make sure that we are encountering with Christ, and let's present ourselves completely, totally, 100%. Let's love God. Let's make sure we do the will of God every day. Amen.